This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 27th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Illinois U.S. Senator Richard Durbin says farmers in his state are concerned about tariffs and maintaining access to global markets.
What are these tariffs going to do to agriculture in Illinois and across the nation? We understand that when it comes to export business in America, agriculture really is a leader, at least from the state of Illinois' perspective. And if we get a trade war going with Canada, of all countries, and Mexico, and God knows who else, what's going to happen to the export market? Are we going to lose these markets to Brazil and Argentina, who are not playing this trade war game?
Durbin acknowledges that Canada is not living up to its agreement under USMCA for dairy, but he says there are other ways to resolve trade differences.
Well, you don't declare a trade war over one or two commodities, and there are always going to be differences of opinion and developments that call for trade negotiators to meet again and try to work out their differences. But for goodness sakes, when you look at the volume of trade between the United States and Canada and the United States and Mexico, the idea that we're going to jeopardize all of that trade over one or two protests makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, these farmers are pretty calm about this, but they're very concerned about it, too.
Representative Dan Newhouse yesterday said he believed the timing is right for legislation to resolve the agriculture labor workforce issue, and the Senate Minority Whip agrees.
I know that some folks don't want to hear this, but it got terrible under the Biden administration, and then it got dramatically better toward the end of the administration, and it's continued after the inauguration of President Trump. So I would concur with his conclusion that we are making real progress on border security, and I'm happy that we are. There are different aspects of it I may disagree with, but when the bottom line is, dangerous people should not be coming into this country, and if they're here, they should be removed, period. Now let's get down to business and working on a workforce that we can trust and can keep our ag sector strong is important.
Durbin said farmers in his state are calling for a new farm bill, but he doesn't believe budget reconciliation is the correct path for ag and nutrition policy.
Reconciliation is a one-way street. We've done it as Democrats. Republicans have done it as their party faithful, too. It basically says to the other party, you might as well not come to work this week because we don't need you. We're going to pass legislation without you. That is not a way to pass a farm bill. You can't put the entire farm bill in reconciliation. But if you take massive cuts in spending on nutrition, whether it's food stamps or food programs for kids in school and the like, you're going to have a backlash in the urban areas against the farm bill. We don't need that. We need a cooperative, bipartisan approach to it.
Durbin is outspoken on taking money from nutrition.
For 60 years plus, we have married together the nutrition programs with the farm bill in an effort to get folks living in the cities to be interested in passing the legislation. And it worked. Democrats and Republicans put it together, and it worked. But this notion that we're going to take a massive cut in basic food programs like the SNAP program and still continue to provide egg subsidies and crop insurance subsidies is unrealistic politically. We've got to have a balance. We've got to have a compromise.
This week, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said he expects the Finance Committee to address expiring tax cuts. Senator Durbin isn't so sure that'll get done.
Well, hold on to your hat, because if we're going to renew the Trump tax cut bill and extend it, we are dramatically increasing the deficit. A matter of 10 years plus, we're going to be doubling the deficit of the United States.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.